When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning. And we've been talking a lot about wrestling today, and I didn't mean for that to happen. But again, the Vince McMahon documentary is on Netflix now, Mr. McMahon. And so people are going to be watching that. And it all did stem from somebody who sent an app chat message asking me what I thought of it. But one of the things that I want to point out is that when we're talking about these local wrestling shows, okay, when you go to one of these, what they call an indie show, an independent show, when you go to one of these indie wrestling shows around here, like Teddy Good's Live Pro Wrestling, there's another one, NRG. Of course, House of Bricks was around for a while, but they've kind of retired from that. And numerous other local Top Rope promotions in Fall River. There's so many around here. It's important to note that when you go to see these shows, you're not seeing people who are, you know, employed full time as wrestlers. These are people that are from your community. These are people who work out in other places. How many people went to, was a Poor Farm and the Devil's Reject was the working the door? I mean, not in his gimmick, but Brandon Webb. How many people have gone into Kojo's and seen Teddy Goods working the counter because he's the co-owner of the store? You know, so these are people that are out in the community and who are your friends and neighbors and family members. And then the other thing to keep in mind is a lot of these local shows benefit local organizations. They put them on as fundraisers. And I got an app chat message from Barbara. She says, "This Bible-toting Jesus follower loves wrestling. When I was director of the Wareham Boys and Girls Club, I had a night of wrestling at the club. It was great. I don't recall who I contacted to make that event happen. It was probably Joe Eugenio, actually. But from setting up the ring to when they walked out the door, they were wonderful. We were well entertained. The New Bedford office wasn't particularly happy at first, but I think some of the board members actually showed up." And that is what these local events are for. Like, if you want to put on a night of fun that will get people to come out and spend some money and raise money, contact the local wrestling organizations because they will put on a great show. They know how to do it. They just need the space. You work out the logistics. You get them the building. You get the janitor, all that stuff. But they'll put on a show that will bring in money for you. I know because I've been involved in some of these fundraisers. The first indie show that I saw was at the Wareham High School football field. And I saw former WWE stars wrestling in my town. And it blew my mind. So it's a very worthwhile thing if you are looking to put on a fundraiser. And it will absolutely sell tickets. especially when you have a group like, say, you know, Teddy's Live Pro Wrestling, where they've already got a following and people are going to go and go to their shows no matter where they are. So consider that if you're looking for a way to raise some funds for your organization. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are next on WBSM.
Good morning. First time, long time listener.
Thank you.
I thought I'd call you when you talked about wrestling. I've been watching that since I was about 7, 8 years old. I'm an old timer. I'm over 70 years old. And I remember a lot of football players from the NFL, a few of them came to wrestling.
Yeah.
I don't know how old you are, sir.
I'm 46, yeah.
Yeah. You remember that? Well, do you remember the WCW back in the 90s
mm-hmm.
that was competing against Vince McMahon?
Yep.
Ted Turner had that. And around that time, there was a couple of wrestlers that was on, Mongo McMichael?
Yep, Steve McMichael.
Chicago Bears, yeah.
Just passed away a few weeks ago, yeah.
Yeah. And then back in the day, when I was a kid, I remember a guy named Wahoo McDaniel mm-hmm. played for the Jets, and he was wrestling. Remember that name?
Yep, Wahoo, yeah.
Well, you did your homework, brother.
Well, I mean, I'm kind of steeped in the history to some degree of it. And, you know, and Ernie Ladd, he was an NFL guy.
That's what I was just going to say. I was trying to stump you. I was going to say to you, who was the only guy that went to the NFL Hall of Fame and the Wrestling Hall of Fame? Ernie the Cat Ladd.
Yep. I mean, there's a lot of guys that made that move over, and there's guys in the WWE now that are former NFL players or, you know, didn't quite make it. A guy like Roman Reigns, one of the biggest stars in the world, you know, he was a football player that just didn't quite catch on in the NFL.
Yeah, well, look at The Rock, where he was gone. I mean,
yep. I mean, he went from being one of the biggest wrestlers in the world to being one of the biggest, most recognizable celebrities on the planet.
Yeah, well, his grandfather was High Chief Peter Maiva. Remember him?
Yep.
His father's father-in-law, his grandfather, High Chief Peter Maiva. They had a little show on NBC for a while of The Rock. You remember seeing it?
Yeah, I never really watched it, but yeah, it was a show that was actually pretty fun. We're actually going to be giving away tickets in the coming weeks to a comedy show from the comedian that's going to be performing is the guy who played Vince McMahon on Young Rock.
No kidding. Oh, yeah. It's McMahon.
I guess he also plays Dr. Phil, and he does a comedy show where he's Dr. Phil, so we're going to have tickets to give away to that in the coming weeks.
I heard that Vince McMahon was adopted. Is that true? Have you ever heard that?
So he wasn't adopted. So what it was he grew up, his mom and his stepfather raised him for the first 12 years of his life, and he didn't know his dad at all. His dad was not involved in his life. Then when he was 12, he met his dad, and then he became enamored with his dad. He talks about it in this documentary, too. And he became, you know, like his dad's shadow from that point on. But he did not know his birth father for the first 12 years of his life. He grew up poor. He grew up abused. And then when he met his dad, that just was a totally different lifestyle.
Yeah, well, see, I learned something by calling you today, man.
I can't promise you I can teach you much, but I can probably teach you something about wrestling.
Well, you do your homework anyway. I know that. You learn stuff that I seen as a kid and you knew about it, so.
I try.
But I still watch wrestling every week faithfully, Monday and Thursday. I think they're going to cut Monday down to 2 hours instead of 3, are they?
Yeah, but then when it goes back to Netflix, in January, it'll go back to 3 hours.
Well, see, you scare me with that because I'm an old schooler and I don't have computer. I don't have none of that technology.
So, yes, coming in January, you won't be able to watch Monday Night Raw anymore, yeah.
My grandsons love wrestling. They're the ones that got me to watch it.
Well, you tell them they got to come over and show you how to use Netflix.
I don't have any Wi-Fi or nothing. I get regular cable.
You can actually get Netflix over the cable box.
Oh, then you'll have to show me then.
Yep.
Is that another fee?
It is, but you can check and see, like, some people's cell phone plans include it. Some people, you know, have these different deals. They do have a version that's supported by ads that's cheaper, but I don't know anything about that.
I'm talking to you on a consumer cellular I've had for about 9 years. $27.08 a month, I can call it unlimited in this country.
Oh, it's a good deal.
Yeah, and it's crystal clear. I had another company once that was a smartphone, and the reception was terrible because of the towers. I'd be talking to a guy like you, and it would go off 3 or 4 times, and I'd have to call back.
Well,
so, that was terrible.
I hope they'll figure out a way for you to be able to watch it. If not, maybe they can, maybe they can record it for you and send it over to you somehow.
Okay.
All right.
How about AEW? Are they going to go to Netflix?
They're going to have all their pay-per-views will be on the Max streaming app. So they're going to move all their big shows over to Max, but they'll still be on the regular cable, TNT, TBS. They'll still be on that for the time being.
I mean, my grandson and his father are crazy. They're already making plans to go to Las Vegas for the WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
They're going to go.
We're gonna try to get some more AEW people on before they come to Providence in November. So hopefully we'll have another interview.
I'm looking forward to seeing that on TV. At my age now, I don't go too far anymore, especially at night. You
totally
know?
Understand. At my age, I don't like to go too far.
Let's put it this way. I was born in 1949, so that ain't hard to figure out.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Thank you, sir.
Take it
easy. I'll call again sometime.
Please do. All right. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take another call in a minute, but Tim in New Bedford, thank you for correcting me. Mongo is still alive. He's on life support. He was recently inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's what the news was that came out a couple weeks ago. But yes, he is still on life support. He's a guy when you see him now, because he's been on life support for a long time, when you see him now compared to how he used to be, it's a huge shock to see the way that he looks now. Because he's battling ALS, and he's in the final stages of it. And so, you know, it's a big difference in his appearance, but I know that this meant a lot to him to get into the NFL Hall of Fame. And so it was great that people were celebrating with him. All right. I've got to take a call here. I'm going to ramble on too much about wrestling. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Another fantastic show. Thank you very much for taking my call. So back in, I don't know, maybe around the late 80s, the wrestling, they used to go to, it was called St. Anthony's School on like New Bedford at Cushionet Avenue.
Okay.
And so I used to bring my kids there, and there was a wrestler back in the day. His name was Brickhouse Baker, and I'm pretty sure he came from Freetown. Do you know that or no?
Yes, and I know him very well. He's the person that got me involved in wrestling.
Okay, so I went to school with his older brother, and I believe he's passed away. But the Brickhouse Baker and all of that group at that time, because like I said, this was the late 80s, and these were like young guys, and it was great because if you had your kids that went to that school, they would let you go downstairs where the guys were changing up and putting on their masks, and they were really, really great with the kids, awesome with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to, you know, share that with you because I know, you know, you have an awful lot of information, and it's fantastic, and it just adds to your show, and I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you so much. You have a great day.
Yes, sir. You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And Brickhouse is still around. The running joke is that anything that goes wrong is my fault. So he'll always be commenting on my stuff on Facebook like Tim's fault. But he's still around. He's actually training people to be the next generation of wrestlers. So it's funny because a lot of those guys that I would go see wrestle in these shows back in the day, you know, they're the ones that taught me what I know. And it was just by being around them and absorbing it. It wasn't like, let me go and take lessons. It was just, they would be happy at a show to explain why something was something or why something was done a certain way. Or they would say, okay, watch this. And between Brickhouse and Jordan, who worked with him, guys like Sweet Scott Ashworth, you know, these are the folks that like made me feel like I was part of this, even though I was just, you know, the ring announcer. And I'll never forget, man, the day Brickhouse told me, we're going to put the heavyweight title on you. And I said, you're ribbing me, right? There's no way. And they had this whole thing worked out where Brickhouse and I were going to team up and I was going to get the pin on Foster and I was going to become the champion. And I was like, but there's guys in the company that deserve to be champion, not me. And he goes, everybody wants this to happen. But then COVID came, so we never went through with the storyline. Let me take another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
Here's someone who knows a thing or two about wrestling.
Yes. So you remember I was talking about how the mob was all in Las Vegas, running Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So have you ever heard of Buffalo Jim? He had his own wrestling school here. He kind of looked like Bruiser Brody a little bit, like by the hair. But he was killed by the mob.
No.
You've heard of the Crazy Horse, the Gentleman's Club downstairs, the Crazy Horse?
Yep.
Well, he had his place right next to the second Crazy Horse. And the guy, the mob guy owned the Crazy Horse, and he wanted to take over the place that we built cars there, boats and stuff like there, at Jim's place. And Jim was cool. He was like, if you didn't have the money, and he'd fix your car and you pay him payments, like I said, that, how often you have somebody, have a mechanic, have you pay him in payments and you still have your car to drive to go to work. He was a good dude. And it was kind of sad how what happened to him in this, and how he was killed. He had been clean from doing all kinds of, illicit things. And he was in the hotel room, and they had this chick. Well, maybe you should see the story. I don't want to tell you everything about it, because there's a lot to know about it. But he was. They found him in the hotel room, and it was really sad, because I know the kids and stuff like that, and it was kind of tough. And so, but I was thinking, like, I found a picture of you at a Diddy party. Is that true?
That is not true.
No, oh, come on.
That is not even remotely true. I want to ask you, though, Lamone, as somebody who, was a wrestler and was in the ring, how do you feel about when people call it fake? How do you respond to that?
I'll tell you one thing. Back when I got into wrestling, it wasn't as scripted like it is in the WWE. That's what kept me. I was going to go there, and I was like, I'll try to be real to this, try to stay true to the game. Then everybody else started going there, Dusty Rhodes, then Ric Flair, the Road Warriors went there. And I missed out on that money right there. That's what I missed out on. And that extra fame. Yeah, a bad move. But like I said, I stay true to the game. The thing about it is, what happens between bell to bell in that ring, it hurts. Have you ever been like when you're sweating, if anybody slaps you on your back, you ever see how that feels? That hurts. Ever been crotted chopped by Ric Flair across the chest? That hurts. I still got a scar on my chest from being Ric Flair before.
And then, the idea is that when people say, well, look at the ring, it's like a trampoline, so that must soften the blow. But I don't think they realize all that is between that canvas and the plywood boards underneath is just a very, very thin layer of padding. There's no protection there.
Not at all. It's the only thing it is, it's just a little leeway. So when you fall on it, it bounces back, but you still hurts.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing about the way to keep from injuring yourself as bad is like say when you're flipped over and going on your back, you don't just, like some people lay at, go at a parse, go at an angle, whatever, but you want to lay your body flat. So all the pain is in all across your back. So it's instead of one little part.
Right.
That's how you can do like that, and people think that it's fake. Another thing I watch, like when you ever see wrestlers, sometimes they come to the ring, they'll outside the ring on the ring apron, they'll wipe their feet.
Yes,
that's out of respect. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they'll walk through people throwing spitting at you and stuff like that, and throwing things at you out, in trash coming in there. They want to bring that stuff home. I remember when I was wrestling, and I remember I was like flipping off little kids around the ring like that. And I had people throw, I'm a nice, peaceful, loving guy, But that was my alter ego. And it was like they were throwing full diapers at me in the middle of the ring. That was kind of fun. And I was like, free OJ, free OJ. I kept saying that. And he was out of jail. So that was kind of, but I tell you, when you see that, I've seen people like, getting there, like just friends, like this one chick. You remember Glow, gorgeous lady, the wrestler?
Mm-hmm. I got about 30 seconds, just so you know.
Okay. I remember when this one chick, I think, Pocahontas girl, whatever, she had her elbow go through her elbow when she went dead with it being like pile drove, and she had her elbow go like that. Like for me, like I said, I lost like six inches of cartilage in my neck. It's like down to my fourth and fifth vertebrae. I have no cartilage there. It looks like my vertebrae have been melded together, welded there, and I have problems with my neck and stuff like that.
And then there was Sid Vicious's leg too. Don't forget that when the bone popped right out of the leg.
Oh yeah, and see, and if you know anybody who has atrial fibrillation, if you have that, like on the, there's a fourth vertebrae, it'll land on a nerve, and that's what it causes AFib for people. Hmm. And it's like a lot of people don't realize that. And I had found out after the fact, after I got my pacemaker put in, that was what's going on with me. And so, but now I got my pacemaker, I think I'd have been dead a couple times.
Well, now you're definitely keeping the pace. I gotta hold you there, though, because the pace is telling me I got to take this break before the news.
Spooky this weekend?
Nope, I'm going to be at the TerrorCon convention this weekend in Marlboro.
So I'm going to go see the Eagles.
I gotta hold you there. See, we'll talk about that tomorrow. Have a good day.
Breath. All right. God bless everybody out there in New Bedford area. Take a light, Playboys.
All right, that is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to take this quick break, and then we'll be right back with the news. And before we go into the news, just a little bit of news that I want to give to you. Of course, the Raise the Roof event, the special fundraiser and dance party that was going to be happening at Cisco to benefit the Zyterian and its fundraising efforts for the renovation is canceled. So it was supposed to be last week. The weather caused them to postpone it to tonight. And now because of the weather tonight, they decided rather than just postpone it again, they are canceling the event. So it will not be happening tonight and it will not be rescheduled. But you can stay tuned to Zyterian.org to see what other great events they have coming up and how you can make a donation if you want to help with those efforts. Right now, it is time to go into the newsroom with our own world champion, Phil Devitt.
Hurricane Helene moving toward the Gulf Coast. Trump plots a return to Butler, Pennsylvania, and a superhero making history in Hollywood today.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Hurricane Helene is moving toward Florida's Gulf Coast, gaining strength as it goes and threatening to bring high winds and life-threatening storm surge. The latest update from the National Hurricane Center clocks the storm as a Category 2 with maximum sustained winds of 100 miles per hour. It's about 320 miles southwest of Tampa, moving toward an expected landfall later tonight. The U.S. House Task Force is investigating the two assassination attempts against former President Trump, holding its first public hearing today in Washington. Tampa Bay area Congresswoman Laurel Lee sits on that task force. She says the panel's looking for answers about both the suspects in both incidents.
We have a lot of questions still about who these assailants are, how they got to this place. Were they working alone?
The hearing set to feature local and state police officers who worked with the Secret Service at the July 13th rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. On Wednesday, a Senate report found a number of failures by the Secret Service during that event, including a lack of chain of command and poor communication with local law enforcement. Meanwhile, Trump's presidential campaign has confirmed details of his return to Butler, Pennsylvania. That's October 5th, again, at the Butler Farm Showgrounds. Boeing factory workers say they felt pressured to prioritize production speed over quality. That's according to an FAA investigation into the company. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker told Congress Boeing must do more to improve the aircraft safety. The Federal Trade Commission is taking action against five companies for allegedly using or selling AI technology in deceptive and unfair ways. The agency accuses the five companies named of relying on artificial intelligence to supercharge such actions. X is releasing its first transparency report since Elon Musk bought the company 2 years ago. The global transparency report showed that X, formerly Twitter, saw more than 224 million user reports in the first half of 2024. The largest share of those at nearly 82 million were regarding abuse and harassment. Another 67 million were about hateful conduct. 40 million were about violent conduct. Former Prince choreographer, singer, dancer, and rapper Catherine Glover is dead at 60 years old. The news was announced on her official Facebook page yesterday. Her cause of death was shared, but the Post said a further statement will be released at a later time. Glover was a choreographer, dancer, singer, and rapper on Prince's 1987 Sign of the Times and his Love Sexy tours. And today, Batman will receive a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. It'll mark the first time a superhero character is honored with a Hollywood star Starr will be next to those of Adam West, who played Batman on TV in the 1960s, and Bob Kane, a co-creator of the character. The ceremony will take place in front of the Hollywood Guinness World Records Museum on Hollywood Boulevard.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Red Sox wrapping their season after a loss to the Toronto Blue Jays last night. They'll finish the season with the Tampa Bay Rays. A three-game series starts tomorrow at Fenway. And the Boston Bruins on the ice in New York tonight to play the Rangers in the preseason. 7 o'clock.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Gray skies for today, a chance for some shower activity late overnight into tomorrow. Very low possibility. Meanwhile, this morning mostly cloudy around 60, mid-60s, and mostly cloudy this afternoon. Cloudy skies around 60 overnight. Tomorrow, that low chance for shower activity intensifying as we head into tomorrow night. Friday, turning partly sunny as we head into the afternoon with warmer temperatures. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecilia El Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Say tomorrow, we've got a packed show for you. We're going to have a couple of guests joining us. First, we're going to have Michael Alago joining us in the 7 o'clock hour, probably right after the 7:30 news. He is he's a real Renaissance man, but he's also the record executive who signed Metallica, as well as numerous other bands. And he is going to join us tomorrow to talk about his life and career. He has a new book out about it, and he's going to be at Purchase Street Records in New Bedford this Sunday at 2 p.m. for a book signing. So you can go down there. They're also having their warehouse sale this weekend. They'll have some $10 records and all kinds of great stuff going on. So head on down to Purchase Street Records on Sunday. Meet Michael and talk music with him and others. And then also, speaking of Purchase Street Records, so they have this really big show that's coming up. They're going to have Phil Lewis, the voice of L.A. Guns. And Ace Von Johnson. All Sinners, Roger's band, Jimmy James, they're all going to be performing, but they're moving it because there has been such demand for tickets for this. Instead of playing at Purchase Street Records, which was the original plan for Thursday, October 3rd, instead they're going to be moving it to play in downtown New Bedford. So there'll be a play arcade in downtown New Bedford with this really big show, and should be a really great one too. I'm going to try and get done with bowling early and sneak over there before it's all over. And if you've never seen All Sinners live, you have to. They're incredible. We play them sometimes here on the show. So those things are coming up. I just wanted to make you aware of that, that'll be, in addition to having Michael on the show tomorrow, he's at the book signing on Sunday at Purchase Street Records. And then we'll have another guest joining us tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to have renowned thought leader and system change expert Diana McLean Smith. She's going to be joining us to talk about her new award-winning book, Remaking the Space Between Us, How Citizens Can Work Together to Build a Better Future for All. So how do we get past this current social and political rift in America? Well, we'll talk with Diana about that tomorrow morning. So should be a couple of great conversations tomorrow morning. And of course, the great conversations that I always get to have with all of you, which can continue on right now at 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We also have You heard your first Money Talks code of the day already this hour, but we'll have a code for you every hour for the rest of the day. We will also have your tickets for Sebastian Maniscalco. We're giving those away as well still. And then tomorrow will also be Fright Fest Friday, where we'll give away a pair of tickets to go to Six Flags New England and attend their Fright Fest festivities. So lots of stuff happening. But I also want to make you aware of one more thing that's going on. That's coming up on Saturday. Stevie's Wine and Spirits. You heard Phil just mention they are the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. Anything in the store that has a Purple Dot, you can ask for a sample before you commit to making the purchase. But this Saturday, you can try a lot of different things as part of their Fall Favorites tasting event. This is probably one of their biggest ones of the year. And when I went last year to the Fall tasting event, it was such a great time. First of all, I got to try so many things that I had never sampled before. That's where I first tasted Demon Seed, which is a really peppery, spicy whiskey. A lot of fun bringing that bottle out when you're at a party. But they've got so many great things planned. It's happening this Saturday from 1 to 4 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. But they're also raising funds that day for the Fairhaven Veterans Center. So they're going to be doing a raffle with some really cool prizes, some unique glassware. Very fancy. And I don't know, you know, I was over there getting my raffle tickets the other day, because you don't need to wait till Saturday to buy your tickets. You don't need to be there Saturday to be present to win. You can stop into Stevie's any day and pick up your tickets and fill out all your name and your phone number on the back. And if you're a winner, they'll contact you. But I was over there in the whiskey room on the bar there, writing my name and phone number and all my tickets. I got 20 tickets for $20. And as I'm writing my name and all of them, I'm looking at that glassware. I'm saying, gee, which one do I really want to win? I couldn't decide because they're both so cool. Well, all three of them are so cool. And so if you want to see them, they're on display at Stevie's in the whiskey room. But know that all the money that you spend on those raffle tickets goes to benefit the Fairhaven Veterans Center. And then, of course, everything you sample on Saturday, that benefits you. They always do deals. They always have 10% off the things that they're featuring in those tastings. So if you like something, that's the day to get some of it to take home with you. A lot of things that'll keep you warm as the weather turns. At Stevie's Wine and Spirits, make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. All right, 508-996-0500. That is my number. We were talking wrestling, but I have a story that sounds as bizarre as the storyline you would hear in the WWE. Well, maybe back during the Attitude Era, when things were a little bit more risque than they are now. But this comes out of Cumberland, Rhode Island. WPRI reporting a Pawtucket man was arrested yesterday after Cumberland police said he approached a woman walking on the bike path along the Blackstone River, quote, fully nude. So this 66-year-old man was positively identified by the person who called police and taken into custody. Imagine what that police lineup was like. Let's get 4 or 5 potential suspects and, okay, everybody, take your clothes off now. Police said Thomas Belanger is believed to be involved in several similar incidents in Cumberland and Lincoln over the past several weeks. There's one woman who was walking the bike path back in June when she saw a man she believes was Belanger expose himself to her. She said she was freaked out and turned away and then called the police. She said at the same time he drove by me on a bike. And it was this bike that led people to be able to determine, you know, to recognize him, because he always had trash bags on it and his water bottle. So he has now been charged with indecent exposure, disorderly conduct, and possession of child pornography. But apparently this was happening to multiple women as they were walking down the bike path, encountering this man fully nude on the bike path. Phil Devitt, I know you take a walk on the Fairhaven bike path every day. I hope that you have never had to encounter anybody fully nude as you were walking down the path.
No, I've seen some scary things out there, but that hasn't happened yet, thank God.
Yeah, every time I go down the path, everybody's fully clothed.
Right.
As they should be.
Us included.
Yes. As they should be.
Right.
But just imagine that. You're just walking along the path and out from the bushes comes a naked guy.
Yikes.
This story is going to be on Howie later with the beware, beware, beware of the naked man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, that's just one more thing to be paranoid about now when you're just trying to enjoy your day.
And also, I mean, we're talking about a 66-year-old guy. Like, not that I'm saying 66 is old, but when you get older like that, you got to be concerned about, you know, your health, and, you know, you don't want to be exposing yourself, pun not intended, you know, as the weather's turning here.
No, you don't. I mean, it's good to get a little sun on the skin first thing in the morning, sets the circadian rhythm, but that might be overboard.
Not all the skin.
Right, yeah. Not all the skin. Yeah.
So I'm glad that they were able to catch this guy. But it sounds like he's got some issues. So hopefully they can get him some help, but at least he'll be taken off the bike path where we won't be able to traumatize anybody else. 508-996-0500. I'm going to take a quick break and be right back. Welcome back in. So, of course, that's from the soundtrack of The Karate Kid, Joe Esposito. Speaking of the best around, the butcher shop is the best around when it comes to getting your meat. I didn't get a chance to talk to Eric about his kickboxing career yesterday, but I did finally get a chance to get over to the butcher shop and get some of those celebrity pork chops. I've been trying to get over there for weeks, but by the time I got out of here, it was after 6 o'clock, and that's when they closed. So I was able to get out early yesterday, went over to the butcher shop, got myself a couple celebrity pork chops and some of Maria's rice pudding, took those home and made them up, cooked them up exactly the way that Eric suggested, just a little salt, a little pepper. That's it. I wanted to cook them on the grill, but by the time I actually got around to cooking them, it was already dark out. So I just did them on a flat pan on the stove. They were legitimately the best pork chops I ever had in my life. So tender and flavorful. It was like eating a steak. So if you want to have a pork chop that will blow your mind, go to the butcher shop and ask for the celebrity pork chops. If you go there and ask for pork chops, they're going to say, what kind do you want? You got to say, I want the celebrity pork chops. Incredible. And in fact, I cooked both of them up yesterday, but I only ate one of them because they were so big. And so now I'm going to have it again tonight for dinner. So that's just one of the many great things you can get at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. Stop by there and get some of their meat, get some of the other items that you need to go shopping. Check out all the great pre-made food that they have. They had, not only did they have the individual rice pudding, they had a family size one too. And I was tempted to get that one, but I know I would have eaten way too much of it. So check it out, The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. They still have some meat pies in stock as well. All right, let's take a phone call here, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. I heard you talking a lot about wrestling. Mm-hmm. Came to mind, I was moved by my Holy Spirit to tell you what God's Word says about it. It's really awesome. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. An example of that, if you compare it with Acts 6 and 7, it gives you perfect insight how to do that. But look, there's a lot more. I don't want to take up all your time and everything.
No, I totally understand. Let me just ask you before I let you go, are you a wrestling fan? Do you watch pro wrestling?
Oh, I used to be, but now I'm just... I'm wrestling against spiritual wickedness in high places, and I'm hoping to overcome just like Stephen did in Acts 6 and 7.
Well, it sounds like you're winning. Thank you so much for the call. You have a good day.
You too. Bye now.
And if you want to call in and chime in, 508-996-0500. We still have App Chat available as well. So the documentary, the Vince McMahon documentary, I was just messaging with somebody who said that they didn't know really anything about it. They didn't know anything about Vince McMahon. They didn't know anything about, you know, the behind the scenes stuff of the WWE. So for them, you know, they went into it without having the same, say, knowledge base that I did, but said they still didn't really learn anything new because it was all stuff that they kind of had heard on the periphery over the years. So, you know, maybe it doesn't even surprise anybody that, that would have not known before. But at the same time, there's a whole world of wrestling that behind the scenes stuff that people probably would be shocked to learn about. I won't talk about some of it here on the air because some of you might be eating breakfast. But let's just say it's well known in the wrestling world, you don't leave your bags unattended because they might get filled with something you don't want to find in there. So, that's funny because the Lamone brought up, you know, the wiping of the feet before. And if you watch wrestling, you'll notice that wrestlers wipe their feet before they get in the ring. And it is to keep you from dragging anything into the ring. But it's also a sign of respect, not just for the ring itself, but also for everybody else that's going to get in the ring. And it's respect for each other. And so when I was the ring announcer, you know, obviously ring announcers got to get in and out of the ring constantly throughout the course of the night. And every single time I got in, I would wipe my feet off before I got in. And one of the people of the ringside one day, somebody who was, you know, a fan, but was pretty well versed in all of it, said, you know, if you just do that once at the beginning, that kind of covers you. I was like, no, every time. That's the respect level. So, yeah. If you are not familiar with the WWE and the behind the scenes stuff, maybe you will learn something new from the documentary. But I think most people, if you paid attention to it in the media at all, especially with these stories that have come out, it might not be as shocking. But it'll be interesting to get people's takes on what they think of these characters behind the scenes. You know, see the difference between a Triple H and a Paul Levesque, for example. All right, I got to take one final break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. So coming up next month, I'm going to be all over the place talking about ghosts in different libraries. And I think locally I'll be at the New Bedford Library. I'll be at the Fairhaven Library, the Millicent Library here in Fairhaven. But a lot of them are, you know, kind of a hike. And I know not everybody wants to go out at night and wants to, you know, travel. And I get it. I totally understand. But every once in a while, I also do one that is available via Zoom. And so I'm actually going to be presenting Presidential Paranormal, which is one of my favorite talks to give. It's the weirdest of the White House, all the ghosts, secret alien space programs, things like that, even some Bigfoot references. I'm going to be presenting that in partnership with the Tewksbury Public Library on Wednesday, October 9th at 7 p.m. It is totally free to register to take part in this via Zoom, but you have to register in advance. tinyurl.com/presidentialtewksbury. So tinyurl.com/presidentialtewksbury, and you can register and get a spot. And it should be a lot of fun. I love that present.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax Live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.